Arcane Analysis is brought to you by BlizzPro.com, partnered with Legion by Lenovo and Intel. Follow them on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Legion by Lenovo or visit LenovoGaming.com.
The portals are open. The refreshments are conjured. Settle down for Arcane Analysis.
Welcome to episode 6 of Arcane Analysis. Tonight I'm joined by my co-hosts Allie and Katie, and we are going to dive into what we're calling a 6-month cooldown. Legion is 177 days since its launch, which is almost at that 6-month mark, so we're gonna talk about the things that we love and hate about the expansion so far.
So I guess after 6 months of play, we've had, what, 3 raids? Not completely finished with Nighthold, but I think we've had a really steady stream of content, which has been a cool experience. A little frustrating, I guess, in my opinion, with how quickly stuff is coming out. But you never feel like you're bored. Like, you can always come in and say, oh, well, I'm going to do this today, or I'm going to do that today, or I'm going to do this today, which is, I don't know, kind of cool. I like it.
It's a far cry different from the boredom we saw in Warlords, that's for sure.
Oh, no, I definitely liked seeing all the sort of content that we have been, that has been put out in front of us. I feel like every time I log in that there really is something new to pursue. There is a new raid that I'm preparing for. There is a new instance that, you know, I'm going to get geared up and ready for. It's just, I definitely would prefer an overload of content that can sometimes be a little paralyzing or daunting to enter than just, you know, coming back after, you know, taking some time off and realizing that nothing's changed, then, you know, being there for 15 minutes and log back out.
Yeah, that would be a really weird thought. I guess I've never really taken an extended break, so I can't come from that angle, but that's something I guess I never thought of. You know, having that break and being coming back, oh, I can do this, this, and this.
It's like binge watching something on Netflix, you know? It's like, you know, either you can wait week to week to catch the show, or you just binge watch it all at once, and sometimes when you come back from a break, all of a sudden, boom, you have all this content to check out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice surprise. It's one of the few things, I think, that kept me moderately cheerful for Warlords, is I quit right in the middle of Blackrock Foundry progression, and I didn't come back until, like, 2 months before Legion dropped. Or like 7.0 dropped, so I was doing the hustle and bustle of all the Tanon stuff and getting my flying and doing all the things and sitting in the exact same gear that I had for over a year. I was like, this is great, I've got so much to catch up on, it's amazing.
Woohoo.
And then people wanted to shoot me.
Yeah. I guess other things that have been keeping me interested have definitely been the Mythic Plus dungeons. Recently I've been getting more interested in them and finding a more consistent group that can push them. Finally got my Keystone or Master with plus 15 finished in time. I even two-chested it. Woo!
Nice!
Yeah. So having a lot of fun with those. Having come into a group of friends, a solid tank, and a healer friend of his, and finding a good couple DPS to go along with my Frost Mage has been very cool. You know, not only going through that 15 and getting a, you know, plus 2 out of it was really cool to come against. And I guess the funniest thing was I was playing, we had 2 mages, myself and a Fire Mage, and the Fire Mage afterwards was like, you're making me want to play Frost. Like, what the heck? Which is kind of cool because, you know, Mythic Plus is definitely the range where Fire is in its, I guess, niche, really, with just all the constant trash and chains and everything going. Living bomb spams.
It's the best, yeah.
It is the best.
It's the only time everywhere I can feel really good about myself.
Why stand in the fire? We can be the fire, you
exactly
know? That's what I see as a fire mage.
I ran a maw with someone. They're like, oh god, we're gonna die on all this trash. And then I blew all of my cooldowns to, because if you grab all the mobs up to the first boss and just pull them all to it, that stuff hits really hard. But as a fire mage, I can just blow it all up. And I did, and they were like, oh, right, we have a fire mage. Never mind.
Right. Easy yeah. mode unlocked.
Success kid. Oh, yeah.
We did that last week, and we had a brewmaster tank, which was cool because he just dropped Dave. And then between the fire mage doing all the living bomb shenanigans and me with Blizzard and Frozen Orb and keeping everything slowed, he just pretty well kited them around. I don't think it was necrotic stacks, was it? It doesn't matter. But the point I'm getting to is that he barely took any damage except, oh, it was volcanic. That was the thing. And there was some mechanic with some of the adds, because they didn't die quick enough. Mm. They were pulling us in and stunning us and trapping us in our volcanics, and we just kind of went poop.
Yeah, volcanic's rough. I hadn't encountered it before, because I don't, like, I run some mythic pluses, but I run really low ones. Like, I finally did a 9 and was very proud of myself, which is kind Yay. Of dumb, because I'm way more geared and got enough artifact traits to do a lot better, but I'm chicken and I don't have a good group.
Yeah, I think the group makes or breaks it, the experience. I'm getting some of my guildies to run more and more, getting them into +6s and +7s, and it's kind of a shock to them, but at the same point they're handling it very well and really rising to that, I guess, challenge. And it's cool to see them go from, I don't want to go into a mythic plus at all, to, well, let's just do the 2s and 3s because there's no affixes. Oh, this isn't that bad. Then doing the 4, 5, and 6s. Oh, yeah, we can do this. And then, you know, I think we +3 to a +7. And they're like, oh, that was really cool. We could totally do that. So it's nice to see their progression and going through on that, because Nighthold is proving harder with some player decline. People are getting burnt down on the game, and so they're opting to leave, or they're not having as fun as they used to with certain specs or classes. And we're seeing a pretty unfortunately steady decline in our raiding roster, which is hard with a very social group to compensate for sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's kind of one of those things where we've got all this really great content, but there's not enough breathing room, and it's burning people out faster than they used to. Instead of like the stagnation burnout, we've got the, you know, what do I do now? What do I do next? More and more burnout.
Yeah. And we talked about this in a couple of our other episodes already. And, you know, we went from Warlords, which was the extreme lack of content, and not that Siege of Orgrimmar didn't provide a content lack, but all of Mists, you had something to do up until Siege of Orgrimmar, where it just emptied out. Whereas Warlords was, there was 3 raids, but it felt like 2 almost. And, you know, there was just these gaps of time of, well, there's not a whole lot to do if you're not into raiding. And so it's nice to see that everybody has a lot of options to do and feel meaningful options. But As you mentioned, it's just this weird shift from, there's so much to do and constantly keeping up on it, people are just getting tired and walking away a little bit.
Yeah, I've changed as a player. I'm so much more casual now, and so I have, you know, days or weeks where I'm only logging in just to finish an emissary, if I'm even doing that. So it's really freeing to have that ability, but at the same time it's like, crap, I feel like I'm falling behind. Like before we started recording, you said that you were at 51, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm at 47. I'm so far behind. I'm such a filthy casual. But at the same time, I got pulled in as a warm body for Heroic Nighthold for the, like, our main raid. And I got really, really, really lucky with the loot drops and my coins, because I was just in there for extra gear for the raiders, but I was coining stuff while I was in there, because it's like, yay, this is the lottery. And I coined something on every single boss that we killed.
Wow.
So I replaced
a single trinket from there, and I'm still trying to get 4-piece, and we're clearing every week, and oh, man.
And you just roll in, you're like, yep, I'm going to need this. It's like being a kid in, you know, a grocery store, you're just putting everything in the cart. Good for you.
Kid in a candy shop.
I replaced all 3 of my relics on my fire weapon. I went from having an 860, an 865, and an 870 to having 890 across the board.
Oh, man.
What?
I went up 5 item levels. It was kind of gross. So between that and some of the other lucky rolls that I've gotten, there's some, I've been really lucky with the Titan Forges on most of my gear, except for like rings and trinkets, which are in pretty bad shape, except for the legendary ring. We're not going to talk about that. But I'm at 888, which is pretty good for never walking into a mythic other than like mythic plus 9.
You have a higher item level than my mage.
Like I said, I've been really lucky. So it's one of those where like people really hate the RNG of the heroic and Titan forging, and I'm just, you know, the kid that's running away with the Twinkie.
But hey guys, because remember, really it's not lucky about gear at all, right?
I have no regrets.
Enjoy the game. None of that matters, right? Just enjoy the game. None of that matters.
I'm enjoying the crap out of it. It's amazing. I have residual guilt where it's like, I'm not going to talk about how lucky I was because somebody might hurt me.
Oh, well, you mean somebody. I should deconstruct this voodoo doll? I can't poke it a little bit? Uh-oh. Sorry.
Sorry.
I know you even got your owl bear form. Here I am, like, maining feral. I haven't even heard one little screech yet. You're just... You own this expansion, girl.
Apparently. I'm just going to take my ball and five. Go. Hmm? I have four.
Four?
Well, I have five on, because I have one on my bear, but I have four on my maid.
Very nice.
On the plus side, leveling has been kind of fun. I just got my third 110, so I have my DPS, my tank, and I have a Resto Shami, who apparently doesn't know how to use Healing Wave.
Oh,
but can you reincarnation? Do you know you can reincarnation?
Yes, I do. I have definitely had to reincarnate. The one thing that's still kind of messing with me is shamans have a battle res now, but it's a totem. And it's weird.
What?
Yeah. Oh. There's a B-res totem. Like,
yeah, that I did hear about that.
Blew my mind. I was like, what is this thing? Because somebody was yelling at me to res them, and I was like, what are you talking about? I'm a like, shaman.
I can't onk you. Only are I you can high? Onk myself.
I can res myself. What's going on here? It was great.
Somebody was using that for Helya for the progression, and that was part of what they figured out was causing the bug for the breaths for mythic. Allowing tanks to die and then bug that out while still making the tank still alive, leaving him still alive. So I don't know the exact details of it, but I'm pretty sure that was one of the features that allowed that bug to be discovered in the process. You know, little tidbit.
Today I learned just shaman things.
Shamans are always trying to break the game, man. They're just like,
no, they are.
Yeah. What are they even there for, except for just to offer, you know, someone to give out male int, you know, items, right?
But we can throw water at you and be a fluffy doggo.
Well, I can't deny the ghost wolf. That is a pretty good fluffy doggo. 10 of 10 would touch and pet. That sounded really terrible. I would just pet it.
Please don't touch me. Scritches are okay.
You can delete that.
It's for our Patreon.
For the Patreon that we don't have.
For the Patreon we don't have.
It's okay. We'll get one.
Someday. So I guess what is your, you know, things that you would like to see changed in Legion thus far? I mean, we've talked about things that we've liked. I mean, it's easy to kind of go over that stuff, but what would you really like changed? And that's a harder question.
Yeah, I'm really happy with Legion, but by golly, I really want a mythic queue. I do. Because group like finder is really cruel to DPS sometimes, and that's like my biggest problem, is that like, it wouldn't surprise me if I can go pug more things on my bear and my shaman mythic plus wise and progress faster than I can on my mage because I'm a DPS,
right?
But I also acknowledge the struggles with the way that keys deplete and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I think Mythic itself, having, you know, continuing the Dungeon Finder at this point would be sensible, honestly. Mythic Plus, I definitely would not desire to have a group finder for, like, an actual, like, QN system, just because, as you said, there's so many issues with that key system. It's not like, oh, if you get a plus two and then you, you know, get a bad group and suddenly you have to run that plus two again, and if somebody queues in and they get the wrong key and something's depleted, it just, the whole system wouldn't, I can't see how it would work. But just, you know, the regular Mythic Dungeons, it's 840 gear as long as you have, like, what, 820 or 825. I mean, you can easily go through it nowadays, and if you had a decent reward for people with, you know, decent gear, you know, like the heroic queues, I still try and grab those when I can. That's 100,000 AP that I can just freely grab. I don't see why you can't do that at this point.
Yeah, I think Mythic Zeros would be, maybe, well, no, they should still be okay, because I know with 7.2 they're gonna up the item level from dungeons and stuff like that to be comparable with, like, eventually Tomb of Sargeras and all that sort of thing, but I don't know if that has an impact on the difficulty, or if they'll still be kind of raffle stompy because you get better gear out of them.
What I gathered, and I can't claim this is exact, but what I gather is they're bringing the base damage and healing bonuses that they give to Mythic Plus. So as you go up, you get a certain percentage added. I think it's like 7 or 8% per level. I could be completely wrong here, so don't take that by heart. And I guess they're just going to shift that whole scale down. So Mythic Plus is going to be, or Mythic Zero is going to be plus, you know, let's say 50% damage and healing. And so they're going to bring the item level up to compensate. And then, so Mythic One is going to, instead of be, you know, plus 7%, it's going to be plus 57%
damage and healing. Okay, yeah, that would make sense.
And so then as you get to rank four, then you'll still have your first affix. But instead, it's just going to do more damage and healing. And I think that's the lesser concern, because right now we're getting so much gear that you can really ignore those damage and healing modifiers. And, you know, I would say for the first plus 10 ranks, and you're really just looking at the affixes and how your group responds to them more than anything else. And if you get a good group that responds to it with any decent gear, I mean, you can just steamroll through them. I mean, you're getting even a plus 10, you're getting, what, like 860 gear or something like that? Like, we over-gear these things way much, way more than we attribute to it.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things that kind of, I didn't realize how quickly that stuck up on us, but it's also cool that they're not making those irrelevant with, you know, further progression in the raid system and the loot that's going to come out from those. Like, they've implemented a really nice evergreen system to continue to be relevant, so you still have filler, so, you know, scrubs like me still have stuff to do when you know, Tomb of Sargeras comes out, and Argus is after that, right?
I think that's the plan.
I think so.
So it'll be nice. Maybe I'll get a plus 20 by then, and it'll be awesome.
Well, I mean, you'll bump down. So, like, your plus 20 is going to be supposedly as hard as the plus 15 what is now, or is the plus 15 is going to be as hard as a plus 20 is now, or so that. That's what it's supposed to be. And I guess that's kind of cool, but I guess I don't see why they needed to do that. Can't they just shove everything up, and instead of running, you know, everybody running, you know, plus sixes to nines, they're going to be running plus, you know, 15s to 18s. But I guess it's more the affixes that they're trying to scale up as well. So I guess I see why they're doing it. Just seems like a weird hot fix to it, because what happens when someone's gearing up brand new and they finish up their heroic gearing out of getting out of quest blues and greens.
Yeah, to that's the thing that I was wondering. Like, the progression of the mythics makes total sense, but that tiny gap in between, well, I just hit 110 and I'm 788. How am I going to get into the heroic that drops 860 gear or mythic that drops 880 gear and close that gap? Like, that's going to be a super awkward moment, and I'll be interested to see how they kind of handle that.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard gap closer.
Maybe, I think world drop content or world quest, world quest rewards, I think will probably still be the gap filler. It'll be a bigger jump.
Gap filler, but I mean, even seeing this now, when I was leveling up my paladin, it was hard to get, you're almost like praying that the world quest was going to give a certain slot of gear because you couldn't get it to drop. I was mostly 860, 870 gear item, and I still had a couple of 820s, 830s because I couldn't get anything to drop in there. And as I'm doing my world quests and hoping and praying and trying to do random mythic dungeons, and it's hard enough filling those gaps now when world quests are pretty sparse at their gear offerings. And I see lots of helms, I see lots of chest pieces, but after that, I see lots of gaps. Maybe that's just my experience coming through there on my paladin and mage, but.
No, it's been the same way with my bear. Like, I have like one 780 trinket, and then everything else is like 850, because I really haven't spent much time on her. I mostly just kind of leveled her, log in every day to see if I can get my owl cat skin, even though I play bear because I need owl cat, and then kind of ignore her.
The logical choice there.
I mean, I did name her Owl Kitchen, so she could be an owl kitten.
Aww.
Because she was due for an appropriate name, because she didn't used to have an appropriate name. But we don't talk about that name.
Now I need to know what the inappropriate name is.
We have a few of those names I've seen thrown around. One of my friends has a DK that, I guess the name really wasn't supposed to stick, but it ended up sticking, and it's still named that, and we kind of joke about it every so often.
Well, for fun names, I just made a twink, druid twink. It's Oh Shift, What Up? Yes, I'm a memer.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I'm shaking my head at you so hard right now.
I can hear the facepalm from here.
I guess my biggest complaint of Legion overall, like kind of swinging back around, has definitely been the AP grind. It makes me feel like I need to play more. But at the same point, it's been cool to have that slow progressive, like, you know, me right now in Nighthold, I'm not getting a whole lot of drops, but I know that if I push through my AP, I can, you know, still progress my character a little bit, which is kind of cool. But of course, when I hit that 54 and then I still, you know, not get any drops for gear and stuff, I'm going to be like, well.
Yeah, but then you can come to the light side and play fire.
Yeah, oh, maybe. Actually, I still need to get fire to 35. I do have my arcane to 35, but not quite there with fire yet.
I think I stopped at 35 on my frost weapon. I haven't touched my arcane. No, it's like 15, but
I want to say I used like 6 tokens, and it went from 1 to 27 or something like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's good enough.
Got all the traits, good enough.
I got all the golden traits, and I still need to fill out the weapon, but whatever. I probably won't play it. Fire went from being one of my favorite specs with the ignite and combustion and how everything interacted to one of my least favorites with do all your damage during combustion and then just pray you can hold on till the next combustion. It's just not my style.
Yeah. I so like it a little better because I'm bad and sloppy. So at least if I can line up my cooldowns, I'm good. And then I can just kind of recover from there. But yeah, I like the burst for non-raid stuff because raid fights are just they're too long for me to feel effective. Cause I'm like, yeah, I'm doing really good. And then I'm, you know, playing catch up with the tanks.
Well, it's funny because I raid with an arcane mage, and so on, like, especially on our big single target fights at the start, you see me and the arcane mage kind of go off, and the arcane mage just books it ahead, and then like 10 seconds later, 15 seconds later, I can see me catch up, and then she falls behind, and I'm just still screaming ahead because my burst window as Frost is like 30 or 40 seconds, and then after that, I start tailing off, but because of the way cooldowns come up, within 2 minutes, I'm able to hit that burst window again, and just because it lasts so long, sure, it's not like, you know, 1.3 million damage per second in those first 20 seconds. It's, you know, 800,000, but I can keep that 800 for so long that it's nice, and it's a lot of fun, actually.
You're running the marathon. She's doing the sprint, you know, with that being fire mage,
Well, she's arcane, but fire is the same way. Fire is even a shorter burst window. I think you only get 10 seconds, and then you're just praying that you can hold out for pyretic incantations a few bits longer, and then you go back to, well, I guess I'm gonna just push buttons.
Yeah, it's the same old game of, you know, fishing for hot streak.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I guess that's another thing I can complain about. I like the way that it was in Legion, where you could queue up your hot, your burning up in hot streaks, so you could chain them a lot better. But Pyro and the Phoenix Flames hit just so hard that it's you can't functionally allow that to continue to happen without nerfing them. So it's the playstyle is a little different, but I liked being able to chain things together. It felt more fluid than it does now.
Mm-hmm. I definitely like Phoenix Flames as a spell. It looks really cool. It has a neat effect.
As party.
It is so party. But at the same point, I think I definitely agree with you with that implementation. They really had to space it out, the spec a little bit more. Personal commentary on spec-specific complaints. You know, my complaint early on was, well, Frost is just horribly undertuned, but I'm gonna make it work. But now it's pretty well balanced. I think there's a few things I would change on a mechanical standpoint rather than a DPS standpoint. But that's just, you know, my personal feelings. I think other people can feel differently about every spec that goes out there. And I hear all the complaints from all my raid people, from Guardian Druids to Hunters to Unholy DKs and Rep Paladins, that there's things that they like and things that they don't like, and they're just making the adjustments as they need to, at least for the time being.
Yeah, I mean, if you love the class, you make do with what you got. If you don't, you reroll.
Move on.
And unfortunately, again, goes back to the AP grind with how it is. It's so much harder to re-roll, and you feel, or at least, you know, starting my paladin, I felt like I was so behind and not able to keep up, which is just a weird feeling since I've been playing since day one. Day one of Legion, at least. So it's hard to have that feeling of, oh, well, we're still in the quote-unquote first tier, but I feel so far behind because I haven't been playing this paladin since the release of Legion. But I think they've done a decent enough job for the average player that it's not a necessary grind to be, you know, so far through your artifact weapon.
I think that's a good thing. At least, and this is just in my speculation, like, the catch-up was good until the artifact knowledge capped, but now that you're at 25 and you've got those hard-locked, you know, 35 to 54, I guess, like, because it's more linear and encourages more grinding, like, that's the, like, anti-sweet spot of suckiness for trying to catch up, and that's kind of a gross place to be, and it's something that I from what I've heard and read so far, they're, you know, actively trying to smooth that out so people can play catch up a little better and not feel so gross and behind, but it's still just kind of a bit spot to be. Like, I don't feel like there should have been a cap to the artifact knowledge. Like, I know we would have gotten into the billions of artifact power kind of situation here if they didn't cap it, you know, back when, or, you know, right before Nighthold came out, but it's, I don't know, it's just kind of an icky spot. Like, I like the continual AP progress, and I can do it casually and on my own schedule, but it's still not the best feeling.
Continually stay behind instead of being able to eventually kind of catch up or get close. It's just you're constantly behind, and that's the odd feeling about it, as opposed to being slower. But it is, I was talking about this with a couple of friends, that, you know, the AP grind system is equating to where they used to give you, you know, damage aura boosts in raid, and or a debuffs on bosses as the instance progressed, to help people, you know, get another boss or something like that every couple weeks and progress, help people progress meaningfully. Whereas this puts it on your raid group and allows you to take it outside just that one instance, and you can go to other places to, you know, continue your power progression, which is a kind of neat way to put it. But again, being so personal, sometimes you get in some wide gaps even within a raid group, which is, you know, concerning sometimes. Not sure how you handle that, because there's no one answer for every group, but
yeah, it's definitely hard to get some equality for everyone, simply because some people have a lot more time that they can put in. Like, I know a lot of people have a set raiding schedule, and, you know, 3 days isn't uncommon for even reasonably casual people, but some people just have those 3 days that they can put in, and other people grind away 7 days a week, and so it creates that disparity where it's like, well, I'm putting in the time, why can't you? And it gets into, like, the psychology of understanding that everybody's still people sometimes, and I think sometimes people forget that.
Everybody has their own goals in the game, and I guess it's nice to try and step back and remember that not everybody's going to be playing the same way. And even though you surround yourself, you create your echo chamber of how you play. Like, I play this weirdly casual, hardcore mentality thing, and so I'm just really starting to push into heroic. So, you know, technically casual, I guess, playing 2 nights a week for raiding, but at the same point, I'm really pushing to make sure I'm simming my character and making sure I'm hitting the right gearing checkpoints and doing what I can to maximize my playing during that time, because I want to make sure that, you know, I can do what I can during that limited time frame. But I know that not everybody plays like me. I have friends that are in the, you know, the bleeding edge progression range. I have the people that still haven't cleared normal mode, and we're just having a good time. And, you know, there's a huge swath of people, and I think part of that people is everybody making their comments and complaints forget about that.
It's just so much of, you know, just every player needs to just remember how, you know, that you have these fields now that are just, you know, infinite, that you can continue just dumping your time into, you know, certain things. And then that would just, you know, that helps you catch up to people, or, you know, theoretically other people are going to be put behind because they're not able to put in all the time that maybe someone that plays 7 days a week can, you know. I think this expansion definitely rewards brute force more than playing smart, just because you can put in as much time as you want to, you know, see, you know, to achieve results that you probably otherwise wouldn't have been able to access.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. I mean, the way the legendary system works, the way that the AP grind works, everything is, the more time you put in, the more successful that you can be, regardless of what your play style is. I might rephrase that. I think PvP is the only instance where the more time you put in, you don't necessarily get that benefit, just because they are capping the AP, the artifact traits that you can... that they give you as you go into instance PvP, and the gear that you get only matters to a certain degree, and the rating system, they do limit that quite substantially compared to the rest of the game, which is a weird takeaway that I'm finding. Usually it was the PvP, the PvEers who had that, you know, runaway advantage. But now that PvP is, you know, kind of caught up in their item levels that they can get with raiding, is it's kind of interesting to see that they're the only group that isn't rewarded by complete total brute forcing through.
Now, that's something I always kind of wondered about competitive raiding, because that's one of the things that makes it really discouraging for people that may be a little more limited on time, is that the culture of split raiding and, you know, incessant grinding and I hate to say it, but almost no lifing the game, where people not everybody can, and so it automatically puts you into a different subsect of playing, even if you do have that competitive edge and, you know, the time and ability to put in and be the best that you can be with what you have at your disposal in terms of like access to raiding and stuff like that. I always kind of wondered what would raiding be like if things were fixed, if you walked in and like what's the raid from Uldor, Algalon, like you couldn't, the achievements for Algalon for specifically killing him with certain item levels, and you couldn't have any item level above that, and it made that a really interesting fight because it was also limited by attempts as well as item level, you know, for the different group size difficulties. And so it's one of those things that was really, really cool that I haven't seen them ever do again. And I always kind of wondered why.
I think they moved away from that style of artificial difficulty. I misspeak there. It's not artificial difficulty. It's true difficulty where you're not able to overcome it by brute forcing through. You really had to know how to work as a group to, you know, especially when it was current content and you didn't have some scaling things throwing the fight off, but you really had to coordinate what was going on. You really had to focus in and be the best player. And so it didn't matter how much gear you had through really pushing through and clearing things, as long as you had, you know, if you had that minimal eye level, you could go through and, you know, push in. And it really ended up coming all down to skill. And I guess that's kind of the opposite of how raiding is. It's all about gaining that, you know, gear and power advantage to help push you through to the next thing. Where PvP being so, you know, it's not choreographed for the most part. You can't plan for it. And so it comes down to quick thinking and skill. Whereas raiding, you know, a fight becomes choreographed. You know that you or a certain person is going to do a certain activity at this point when DBM kind of calls off that it's going to go off. Or, you know, at some point, there was a point when I was running more, you know, harder progression, and DBM wasn't updating as quickly as we were coming up to fights. So I had the end game stopwatch running, and I knew that at, you know, this time we were going to see this event for the most part, or when, you know, I would start and stop it based on percentages of boss healths or transition phases to kind of help anticipate what was going on in the fight. And that became the bigger thing, is, you know, timing a fight based on certain pointers rather than anything else became, you know, how do you choreograph that and, you know, line up all that that coordination.
I think it would be interesting to see something like the Alagon fight again, where you had the set item levels. Not really sure. To me, it seems that the designers feel that you should, that your item levels are sort of your reward for putting the time into the game and working together as a team, or putting in the time on your own to get those higher item levels. So I think that's why we haven't seen the sort of achievements that were available when Alagon was live. But I think that actually would be really cool to be able to do something like that. It almost, it's a little bit, it would have like the feel of the time walking events maybe, and just give another, you know, variety of play to the players.
Possibly. There's also on the opposite side of that, the problem with challenge modes is that they were very not friendly as far as grouping, because you couldn't, like, you had your hard stop skill checks and there was no way to get around it. You essentially, to some degree, couldn't carry, because I know that's kind of like my raiding exposure for Legion right now, is like I've done heroic and normal Emerald Nightmare, I've done heroic and normal Trial of Valor, because I tagged along on, they were like the funsy casual raids, but they were also being run and very much hard carried and spearheaded by some of the main raiders that were just, you know, looking for a piece of gear that still hadn't dropped for them, or they were looking for a hidden artifact skin or something like that. So we were kind of, you know, getting through things either on one clear or maybe one wipe, because there were things that were making up for people that hadn't seen the fights before, and so that's probably why we don't see it, is it's reduced accessibility.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, with the big, you know, push for the flex rating, the accessibility to get people into at least normal mode, and you know, a shot at heroic mode, getting that accessibility to get into events is much harder for raiding than it is for PvP, because all you have to do is queue up for a battleground or queue up for an arena or the skirmish, not the arena, but and so you can at least participate to a certain degree, whereas for raiding, you know, you can pug into a 10-man, but you know, who's going to say that's going to go well by any means? Even if you're, you know, even if you're super skilled, you can't guarantee success. Whereas, you know, PGs, for the most part, you're going to slowly at least encounter a 50% win rate, or, you know, hopefully.
Yeah, it's also like just the time commitment for arenas and battlegrounds is, you know, arenas might be a few minutes, battlegrounds might be 20, I think, maybe 30 is the max on a couple, but like it's still not spending 3 or 4 hours of a night in one raid instance. So
yeah, so I guess there's a lot of things that kind of push against, you know, seeing an Algolon, you know, style fight in the future, but yeah, that was really a fun fight as coming into it as almost current content.
So maybe we wouldn't see something like that for a raid where, you know, we all agreed that, you know, it is a longer instance, so you wouldn't want to basically be, you know, on this journey for 3 to 4 hours and then you get stuck at a boss because you're, you know, sort of limited for what you can do. You're not going to be able to kind of balance out your group with, you know, people that are carrying and people that maybe are a little bit lagging in their skill. Like, do you think that that's something like that would be feasible for maybe, you know, more dungeon stuff, mythics? Maybe, I mean, we already do sort of see it in PvP with battlegrounds where at a certain point item level doesn't matter.
Personally, in my opinion, I think the way that the mythic plus works for raiding is a much better system, because you can continue to push farther and farther and farther as your gear and skill continues. Where there's no cap to that. It just keeps getting harder and harder, and you have to keep working on that. So it pushes your skill cap, but of course the rewards are there as well to a certain extent. And, you know, when the rewards stop increasing, it's just more of a personal goal and gain that, yes, I completed this at this difficulty at this time. You know, wave your own flag of how awesome you are. But it also doesn't prohibit the people that can't necessarily, you know, do the plus 20s or the plus 25s or whatever. They can still do the plus 4s and still get a feeling of accomplishment and get good rewards. Sure, they may, you know, might overgear something, but I think in that respect, they're still able to just jump in, do their things, and have a good time with it, just like you would in a BG. It's just, I guess, with the thing with BGs is you can't necessarily control what's on the other side, and having that be more level ground, you run into less frustrations of, well, I literally couldn't compete because of this, that, and this. Whereas in Mythic Pluses and stuff like that, you set your own challenges.
Yeah, like you have a fixed opponent. Like, I know the affixes, you know, fluctuate from week to week, but you are always going to know how that pack is going to behave if you pull it and you skip this bear over here, but you run around the tree and then jump down to skip that group sort of thing. And you know the instance boss is going to hit this hard, or they're going to pick somebody up and they're going to throw them at such and such timer and that sort of thing. So it takes out some guesswork so you can coordinate. I think the affixes are fun. It can be really daunting if you're kind of skittish of more challenging behavior, which it's one of those things where, like, some people are just like, no, I haven't even done a plus two because I'm afraid. And it's like, no, you should really try because they get interesting and fun. But maybe that's just me projecting my enjoyment out of them onto other people.
Which you should. Right? People should feel enthusiastic about that.
I mean, I want everybody to feel enthusiastic about WoW. It's just that some people are more enthusiastic about other things, like pet battles.
Yeah, pet battles.
I can't. I like the idea, I just can never get really jazzed about it. I'm a collector, but I hate battling.
My friend is really into battling and has a wonderful time with them. I could care less about them, and I almost actively ignore them. There's a couple that I saw some AP rewards from them, and I was like, nope, not even gonna try it. Ignore.
I've stopped to battle, like, not do like a world quest, but I've definitely stopped to battle a thing because I thought something was cute, like, yes, like the baby deers in Valshara.
No, those,
the little baby deers are super cute.
Whelplings.
Yes, in the whelplings.
Emerald Nightmare at the end.
Yep. Yeah, I got one of those.
Yeah.
It's like gray quality. Didn't care. I got my whelpling. Job's done.
I go in there. I'm always looking for a blue one to pop up. I haven't been successful yet. I got a green. Woo.
Hey, half a battle. You could always throw a stone on it or something, right? I think that's how that works.
Yeah, but then it's not as pure, you know?
You don't have the sense of, like, capturing a magnificent rare one out in the wild.
That's gonna happen.
Someday you will get your blue whelpling. Someday.
Someday.
I'm trying to think. One thing that we haven't really covered is professions. Those are, I had really high hopes. And
I keep trying to ignore them.
They leave a really bad taste in my mouth. Like, that's always been one of my really non-rating favorite things in the game is professions. And I can't in Legion. It makes me sad.
It's too RNG. Most of them take so many mats that it's almost prohibitive. You're like, I can't justify using that, at least early on, especially, but even now, like, there's things where I can't justify getting the potions of deadly grace, even though they're better for frost mages than the potions of prolonged power. But they cost too much for every potion use. It's like 500, at least 500 gold worth of materials. And, you know, as we're still progressing through content, I think one night in an hour and a half, we pulled a boss 23 times, and so that would be 23 potions, so that's at least, you know, 12k an hour. Ooh, of potion use.
That's gross.
And when I'm rating 3 hours a week, or 6 hours a week, just on one character, it gets really cost ineffective, and, you know, I can't manage with that. And, like, I know they describe things like potions as, you know, luxury items to help your performance, but when you get used to using them and now you're like, well, no, I can't afford them, or I can't, you know, justify getting them, that I do without them. And so you're not as someone like me who likes to, you know, be as effective as they can, I get this sour taste in my mouth that I can't be as effective as I can just because it's so cost prohibitive.
Yeah, it feels really bad. Like, usually even though I'm not raiding, like, I would still have that stuff in my bags just because I want that extra bit of oomph because I'm kind of bad and I want to make up for that as much as I can.
Hey, fair enough. I mean, that's what it's there for.
Right, exactly. Like, I need every little help to cover up the bad. And when it's, like, it makes sense for, you know, the epic gems or something, because there's still, like, a step down item, but it seems like with the alchemy, there's, like, the one thing, and then it's just such an astronomical leap that it's really prohibitive, and that's kind of disappointing. I know they want people with crafting professions to carve out their niche in the market and be able to sell stuff that's relevant and continue to do so, which is one of those things that kind of really got booted in the butt from Draenor, because people could be so self-sufficient. But we've teetered into the complete opposite side. That being said, like, the UI for professions and stuff like that, I think is great. They did a really, really good job overhauling everything, but just the actual, like, act of crafting is gross. And that goes along with it, the forge thingy that I still haven't unlocked, the Obliterum.
Yeah, I haven't done that either, and I don't see a reason to it. Especially for me, you know, getting gear from raiding and stuff like that. Having crafted gear just feels like a waste of money or gold in the game or time.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, now I would consider crafting it because of transmog, but it's way too expensive to craft.
Right.
But I think the only time raiding where I ever saw crafted gear being relevant were the Darkmoon trinkets. But they were also, you know, limited accessibility. They also required a lot of farming. But by golly, they were really useful for a really long time. Like, you got your gold's worth out of them. And, like, a crafted bracers or a crafted helm never really felt as good, unless maybe if you were an engineer. I think that was more not the actual helm itself. It was the tinkers, right? Like, the profession bonuses, which we don't have in the game anymore.
Right.
They're kind of a bummer.
For engineering, but all the other professions just kind of lost that little flare edge of funness, I think.
Yeah, and, like, I understand why they got away from it. So if you wanted to be an Urber and Miner and be cutting-edge raiding, you could. But now you have to be an alchemist just right. So you can afford to raid. So it's one of those of, you know, catch 22 kind of situations.
But yeah, between that and Nomi burning all the food all the time.
That stupid panda.
I went from making some food or enough to, you know, be reasonable. And now I'm like, I have friends that are weird enough that they still want to do all the food stuff. They complained and screamed about Nomi for a while, but they have mostly finished what they need from him. And so I just farm up whatever mats I need and say, here, be my friend. And we, you know, get food, or I buy it on the auction house just because I can make my gold in other means that at least food is semi-reasonable. I mean, it's still crazy when you're thinking about that, you know, a stack of food for me can be 2,000 gold sometimes, which is, it's hard to, oh my gosh. But at the same point, like, I can justify that. Whereas, you know, potions are much less lasting and much more expensive. But yeah, at least, you know, for cooking, it was cool to see that there's a little mini game. I wish it was more reasonable to get, but it was kind of cool that they tried to, you know, make them feel impressive again. Like, there was a reason that you were an alchemist, or your reason that you're a tailor or a blacksmith, as opposed to just, you know, having the patterns and, you know, making everything that you need and then doing something else. I don't know.
Yeah, I by and large, I'm just kind of like meh with it. Like, I can appreciate the efforts, but I'm still disappointed with the outcome. Love Legion, there are definitely some quality of life complaints I most certainly have. It's just not with the, like, straight up content or, like, the gearing or even the AP. Like, the things that people complain about the most. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm in a good spot. This is amazing. And
but then it's professions and ugh.
The worst. I'm gonna have a firm talking to the dude that does the profession Q&As. Cue it?
Yeah.
He's gonna get an angry cookie from me. I don't know what an angry cookie is, but he's gonna get an angry cookie.
I'm just gonna go up to Blizzard and ask for the manager and that they need to fix this for me. I'm an important customer, you know.
I wanna see this. Can I, like, tag along and film it?
Yeah, perfect. I'll get the little hair, like the haircut too, so I look like one of the people that would ask for the manager at any establishment. Excuse me. We can go on my minivan. I'll take a minivan.
Perfect.
Little soccer kids.
That'll be amazing. Perfect.
Yeah. I'm sure that's how that works, right? I'm on the guest list. We could probably pull this off.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we could get to the building.
Yeah.
We could get through the gate. We might get tackled after that. Maybe.
Maybe.
Wild fantasies.
Oh, those wild fantasies. Wild fantasies also include maybe fixing those professions. But other than that, I think that Legion, I mean, here we are at our 6-month cool down. You know, it's about to reset for us. And I have to say that I think that Legion, like the developers for Legion, have done actually a really awesome job. They've hit the nail on the head for a lot of the great, for a lot of the more important aspects of the game. And that it's kind of nice that there are little areas for them to you know, improve on. So, you know, I just want to know, like, to our listeners, what do we think about, you know, I'd love some feedback from you guys, like to hear about, you know, what do you think Legion is, you know, here we are at the 6-month mark. What do you think Legion has totally triumphed at? What else, you know, could they improve on? I feel like I love this group of people that you all have wonderful opinions and insights. So I would just like to hear about that. Yeah.
And yes, definitely. If you guys want to give us your feedback, go ahead and shoot us an email at arcana@blizzpro.com, which reminds me, a shout out to Hafengrim for giving us a holler for listening. And thank you so much. Please keep listening. Please shoot us more emails.
We're hollering back at you.
Yay! Yes, yes. If you email us or tweet us, I will give you shout outs. It will be great and happy and fun times. Until next week. Good night.
Good night. Bye.